think I don't care. Don't think I don't care.
With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train. Night Train. Night Train.
It's finger licking, good dog. Finger licking, a finger licking, good dog. It's finger licking, it's finger licking, good dog. It's finger licking, it's finger licking, good dog.
Look at, look at, look at, look at.
Yo, yeah, what up? Oh, come on, Mike, oh, let's tear it up. Hit no evil, see no evil, talking no bullshit.
So many damn people, they're so damn full of it.
Keep them money walking, you know we ain't having it.
Just give us some wood and I'll build you a cabinet.
I'm convinced that Vince is ripping me off. I think it's his girl that's tipping me off. Oh, Mike, he's hot black and he's going onion.
I got bigger butts and my man Paul Bunyan.
I've been going nuts, getting all cooped up. Fully hermetized, but now I'm getting souped up.
Sign up to the face of a brand new chapter.
Set my sights and you know what I'm after.
I'll be with the news and with Ernie and Nesto.
Don't even rip off recipe for pasta with pesto.
Now here's another special of the day.
You see, it got more spice than the frugal gourmet.
Finger licking, finger licking, good job. It's finger licking, it's finger licking, good job. It's finger licking, it's finger licking, good job.
Look at,
thing on.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, I can hear you. I'm guessing you can hear me. Can you hear us out there, world? Let us know. It's just gone 9 o'clock, so you know what that means. 2 hours of fantastic community radio done the way you expect, shambolically.
Live and direct from the world's hottest studio.
Yes, listeners. We've got the basic thermometers in here that do up to 27 degrees.
We're miles past that.
Yeah, it's not even close. So I reckon we're definitely into the mid-30s.
It's sweltering.
Yes, it's so hot it feels like the board is actually going to catch fire.
Yeah, made of...
So if it all goes quiet and you hear yelling and explosions, that's just the studio melting down.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're soldiering on. We've come in to do the show. Big Bang Holiday special. Do you know what that means? You don't. he's looking at me, listeners. It means it's a normal show. Because this could be, you know, we like to think of this as the opportunity, the calling card, where you get people hooked. You could be at a friend's house in the garden. You're like, oh, yeah, no work tomorrow, if you're lucky. And you're like, oh, let's put some tunes on. Oh, I know, yeah, my friends do a radio show. Or some people I know do a radio show. Or there's a radio show I like. So, yeah, hopefully we're being played out over barbecues across the nation. Right, we kicked off with Finger Licking Good by the Beastie Boys. Is that the opening track from Check Your...
No, it's Jimmy James.
That's right.
It's the second or third.
Yes, so there is a little bit of meaning towards that. Tonight, well, today is Bob Dylan's birthday.
85 today.
Yes, the old rambling madman. So we're going to be peppering the show. That's probably more than peppers. It's not a whole Bob Dylan show.
It's not.
As the listeners, some listeners cry, so I believe. Yeah, they're like, oh, thank God. No, the Dylan we're focusing on is the last four albums. No, I'm also joking.
Christmas special?
Yes. So we've got some Bob Dylan picks and covers and things happening throughout the show. A couple of new bits in here as well. So it's not all mainly archival.
That's not all Dylan-centric.
No, but there is a lot, especially this first set. Yeah, if you are out there listening, get in touch. Let us know at thenighttrain.co.uk on Blue Sky or text us. This first set is songs that Bob Dylan didn't sing, or did sing, but not these versions.
I ain't gonna work on my gas farm no more. Wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. Got a head full of ideas that's driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub those floors. You see, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Cigars out in your face for kicks. His bedroom windows are all made out of bricks. The sheriff and the National Guard stand around his doors. Let me tell you, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's bar no more. Wants me to be just like them. They sing while I slave and I get bored. You see, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. You better believe. Now he sits in your room. Full of tabs, like he's preoccupied with his vengeance. He's cursing the dead that can't answer him back. You know good well he has no.
cheat, I cheat, I mistreat you. Simplify you, classify you. Deny, defy, mystify you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Baby be friends with you. Frighten you or uptighten you, drag you down or drain you down, chain you down or bring you down. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Baby be friends with you. Rock or rock or lock you up. Analyze you, categorize you, finalize or advertise you. All I really wanna do, yes, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you. Or chase, or track, or trace you. Or disgrace you, or displace you. Or define you, or confine you. All I really wanna do, yeah, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you. Make you spin or do you in. Or select you, or dissect you, or inspect you, or reject you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Baby be friends with you. I believe in you, even through all the tears and laughter.
the brightness of my day. If you're traveling in the north country far, where the winds beat heavy on the borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Chirping, the water is high. There's a soft cotton dress on the line, hanging dry. Windows wide open, African trees. I bend over backwards from a hurricane breeze. Not a word of goodbye, not even a note. Seen him hanging around at the old dance hall on the outskirts of town. He looked into her eyes when she stopped in to ask if he wanted to dance. He had a face like a mask. Somebody said from the Bible he'd quote, there was dust on the man in the long black coat. Preacher was a-talking, there's a sermon he gave. He said every man's conscience is vile and depraved. You cannot depend on it to be your guide when it's you who must keep it satisfied. It ain't easy to swallow, it sticks in the throat. She gave her heart to the man in the long black coat. There are no mistakes in life, some people say. It is true sometimes, you can see it that way. But people don't live or die, people just float. She went with the man in the long black coat. The spook on the water, it's been there since June. Tree trunks uprooted neath the high crescent moon. Feel the pulse and vibration and the rumbling force. Somebody is out there beating on the dead horse. She never said nothing, there was nothing she wrote. She'd gone with the man in the long black coat.
Folks, welcome back.
We're still here.
Yeah, we are. We haven't boiled to death just yet.
No.
There is plenty of time left, though. An hour and a half still to go.
Yeah, stay tuned to hear two people slowly...
slowly melting.
Yes.
Even wearing these earphones is brutal.
Yeah, really. Punishment. Yeah, I'm really cursing myself for putting these longer beds in. Just like, could have just done 3 minute rattle through. This is what you've heard. This is what's coming up.
Anyway, let's stop complaining. And
yes.
Focus on what's good.
So we don't have to be here. Quite easy taking the week off, but we're not. We're here. Stop it. So just going to let you know what you've heard. So that set was songs of Bob Dylan's, but not him singing.
Yes. Some people prefer it that way.
Yeah.
I know my mum always said...
he writes a good song, but he can't sing.
The covers are better. And who else always said that? Mark Lamar. He always said he preferred the covers. But some people, you know, there's a song for everyone.
Yes. There's a warble for everyone. Kicked off with Solomon Burke, Maggie's Farm. Came out in 1965 on Atlantic. From the album Bring It All Back Home, which came out in 65. So yeah, it's a quick turnaround. Song also name checked by the Beastie Boys on Johnny Royale, I think, from Paul's Boutique.
Yep.
Then after that we went to Jimi Hendrix Experience with Can You Please Call Out Your Window. That's from a Radio 1 session, a cover of a Dylan song that's not on an LP.
I was going to say that's one of his lesser known. Here we go, Hendrix Dylan cover, everyone's going, okay, it's All on the Watchtower.
Yeah,
well, that's like the Rollins do.
Yes, that's the one that All on the Watchtower famously, didn't he say, it's not my song anymore?
Yeah.
It's like it's Jimmy's. So yeah, that one not released on a 45. It was released on Biography and a B-sides album, I think, or like non-album singles one. And then after that, we had Cher covering All I Want to Do.
Cher back-to-back weeks.
Yes, for all you Cher aficionados. From the debut studio album, solo studio album by her, released August 65. Busy year for everyone on Imperial Records. Produced by Sonny Bono. I thought it was going to be produced by Phil Spector, because it sort of sounds, when it kicks it does, off, it does sound like it, and big sort of echoey, and so, but that would make sense that Sonny Bono did play on, he was one of the people that played on the famous Wall of Sound recordings. So yeah, tune in next week to see if I can shoehorn another Cher cover version in. What a tantalising prospect for you listeners.
They're locked.
Yeah.
Then you heard Cat Power with I Believe in You, from her second studio album of covers, Off 3. That one is just called Covers, from 2008. That was a song that I didn't know was a Dylan song until I heard it after. Is it Slow Train Coming? I might be wrong. It's one of the more Christian albums that I hadn't listened to until I undertook the Dylan Odyssey, and
yes,
decided to listen to all his albums chronologically in order.
Which I recommend everybody should do. Not me. I'm not going to. The long-suffering Alma was tempted earlier. She was, last week or so, she was like, yeah, I was thinking about Dylan. I was like, maybe I should listen to all the albums. So she put the first one on the walk to work, and she's like, no. I was like, those are the better ones.
But yeah, she also did...
Jukebox.
Yes, it's on Jukebox, yeah. The first one's called Covers. I can't remember the third one's called. Yeah, this one's from Jukebox. And she also did a recreation of the legendary 1966 Manchester Free Trade Hall show. You know, the first half acoustic, second half electric. Recreated it, kind of identically, really. The original show did actually get released in 98 on one of the bootleg series, Volume 4. But it's called the Royal Albert Hall.
Yes, because that's what everyone thought it was.
But it was Manchester Free Trade, wasn't it?
After that, we had Link Wray and the Raymen. Two Link Wrays. This is all I'm doing now is just picking songs from the same people that played last week. Link Wray, Girl from the North Country on Swan. Quite a rare 45. One I first heard on WWOZ many moons ago. I think I've got a handwritten list somewhere of all songs that I heard on there, like scribbling it down when I was there. And we've probably played all of them. or we're definitely not far off. I know Pancho Villa was, which we played last week.
Oh, yeah.
That was from there. We'll send that one out to LT and NI, who's tuned in. So hopefully it's a bit cooler over there where she is. And then we have one more.
Yeah, we topped out with Mark Lanigan's version of Man in the Long Black Coat, originally from 89 on the Oh Mercy album, produced by Daniel Lanois. That one is taken from, I've forgotten what the film's called, is it I'm Not Here?
Yes, I've never seen it.
I don't think I've seen it all the way through. I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, it's that one where loads of... It's kind of mythical...
I'm Not There. I'm Not. Sorry. Faux pas.
That's all right. We'll let you off.
Yeah, it's the Todd Haynes film, isn't it? With loads of kind of people playing him.
Yes. I mentioned it last week because I was at my mother-in-law's and they're like, who would play you in a movie of your life? And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, can I have six people? Yeah. Like the Dylan thing. They just looked at me. Play the game properly. I was like, yeah, I don't know then. Steve Carell, there you go. There's an actor.
Nice.
Okay, so I think that finishes Dylan for a bit.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed our selection of slightly left field covers, not the obvious classics.
Yes, we're now going to play some more music and come back in about 20 minutes.
You will not be able to gaslight, brother. You will not be able to block, unfollow, mute, or swipe left to disengage with the revolution. It will be immersive, live streaming in its entirety and uninterrupted on every platform, but the revolution will not be televised. There will be no monologue at the top, no choose your adventure midway through or panel discussion to follow as we drone shot into the previously scheduled program. The link is absolutely in the bio. You cannot hit that like button and subscribe. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be lit. You won't find a discount QR code to it in your junk email along with coupons for the President's Day sale at Overstock.com, eBay, or Amazon. The revolution is not made possible by the Mellon Foundation and listeners like you. The revolution is not born come, it has come in the form of a rude awakening to the current paradigm shift and the acknowledgement of a new day. We are currently living in the proverbial future. It is now more important than ever to prioritize living by example as we emulate the divine. It is now more important than ever to exercise self-love as a people and to consider how our generation will be regarded by generations to come. The revolution is young, hungry and strong, courageous and wise. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be covered on Fox News, nor does it feel threatened by those who look, think, or behave differently than it. The revolution does not require you to observe what it observes or to believe what it believes. It's not preoccupied with whether you stand, sit, stoop, dance, or take a knee during the national anthem. The revolution is more concerned with change. The revolution is all-inclusive and non-exclusive. It transcends time, space, race, and religion. It is wide awake at all times and understands that accepting, addressing, and correcting the transgressions of the past is the only path to a better tomorrow. The revolution is the solution. It is both the question and the answer in these uncertain times. It is the end-all be-all with regards to what has happened and what happens next. Because like evolution, the revolution has long been in effect. Go get a late pass. Been an uphill climb, manual transmission and no four-wheel drive. The clock, one hand missing, had to tell real time. My fuel and ambition to compel real minds. To say my beginnings was humble be more than an understatement. Every odd is a rumble I face, coming to greatness. Insanity's evasive, and lately mortality staring me in the face has been tearing me different places. God's revealing, he's dealing me different aces. The job is healing, my history's been embracing. It's odd to feel like your body house is vacant inside, or like the drawer of the wild is too persuasive. So energy I've been playing is super safe with, barely breaking even while battling human nature. The revolution's so close that I can taste it, so patiently I'm waiting, I'm posted at the station. Word.
Mexico. Man, you don't know. I wanna spend a night in old Mexico. That's where I wanna go. I wanna spend a night in old Mexico. That's where I wanna go.
Tell me, over home, far away. So far away. Whoa, they tell me. Whoa, clouds rise. Whoa, what they tell me. Whoa, on cloudy day.
Well, well, well. Oh, they tell me now.
Oh, yes,
I got a home. Got a home beyond the sky.
Oh,
well, well, oh,
yes, they tell me.
Oh, they tell me.
Oh, yes, they tell me.
Whoa,
yes, oh, yes,
far, far away.
Yes, oh, yes, they tell me.
Oh,
yes,
oh,
yes, they tell me.
Lord, they tell me now.
Oh, yes, they tell me.
Well, well, no stone.
Yes, oh, yes,
well, no stone.
They tell me.
Cloud rise.
Oh, yes.
Well, in a world, oh, oh, oh,
oh, they tell me.
Oh, in a world, in a cloud.
Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Okay, listeners, welcome back. This is the Night Journal, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Just a short one that time, as we go headlong into hour two. The obligatory reggae songs that are probably coming up. What do we have there?
So, we started out with something of a new release, or a re-release, or a reworking. It's new out. It's Brian Jackson with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, a song you probably know from the Gil Scott-Heron version.
Mm-hmm.
But, that is a re-recorded new version featuring
Black Thought
from the Roots. Yes, that was it. So he's done an album with BBE. There's a bunch of other sort of reworkings of old classics on there. I think we played one a few weeks ago. Is it the one with Omar? Anyway, there's some good collabs on there. Yeah, and it's a bunch of good stuff on that. So yeah, check that album out. It's on BBE. I think it's on Bandcamp. You get digital.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wax is also available now too. From that, jumped into a couple of Shazams picked up this week from work. First one, Dave Bartholomew with Hey Hey, legendary New Orleans producer. What else did he do? Right, arranger. I know he sings on that one as well.
Yes.
Kind of did it all, didn't he?
Well, yeah, I found when he died, WWOZ, 50s Rhythm and Blues show with Neil and possibly Jive and Gene, he might have gone by then, did a tribute show, and it goes for 4 episodes, I think, which is 3 hours a show. So it's like
12 hours.
Let's see if I can find it. I thought I'd lost it, but I found it on an old hard drive. So I don't know. I'm like, I need to keep these, but I don't know. I might upload them to archive.org.
Yeah, at least if we can find like a track listing, even if you can't.
Yeah.
Ropey quality? Is it all right?
No, it's all right because it was. When I finally used my degree for good use, I worked out how to inspect a website and then rip the 128k files. So that was a lot of money well spent. So yeah, that was one. you heard at work, and then so the
following one, yeah, in the same batch, that was Willie West with Willie Knows How. So I did know name Willie West, but from a Soul Jazz Comp, the track
Fairchild.
That's
yes.
It. It's got a cool kind of opening drum beat. I'm not sure if it's a Toussaint production.
I think it is. Yeah, sounds I think we like stuck it in our, talking to tribute shows. I think we put it in our tribute shows. One of the tribute shows to him.
But yeah, this is an earlier cut. I'm pretty sure this is also recorded in New Orleans. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, that was an earlier 60s one. It's kind of. It hasn't got the year on here. I'd be guessing sort of 65 maybe.
Yeah, I mean that sounds good enough.
Ballpark.
Right? Yeah, go with that, listeners.
But yeah, that's a super rare one on the Rust Tone label.
I've just found the Dave Bartholomew.
Here we go.
It's not loading. It's not showing how. I thought it was going to show me how many hours it was. Never mind, listeners. Maybe an hour or two when the internet kicks up a notch. Then we finished up with Staple Singers' Uncloudy Day. Love that tremolo, that wobbly tremolo.
As soon as you hear it, you know what it is straight away.
Yes, you're like, this has got to be pop.
I can relax.
Yes, pop. I mean,
we're in good hands here.
Yeah, Pop Staples tremoloing it up. I think I first heard that on Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio Hour.
Oh, there we go.
100 shows he did on a theme.
Great link back.
You can, I mean, they're from probably about 10, 15 years ago now.
Oh, easy, yeah.
But they are worth checking out. They're all on archive.org, and somebody's made a little website where you can make them into a podcast. So you can download them on your podcast feed, and it even gives you the opportunity to like give you one new show every week, so it's like a proper podcast. But yeah, those are out there for everyone to enjoy. Yeah, Weather was the first one. There's Whiskey, Mother-in-Laws.
Oh yeah, some great themes. Yeah,
baseball, all sorts.
Yeah,
interspersed with Bob Dylan being weird, but yeah. in a good way.
Yeah, I think there was accusations that a lot of it was made up, you know, in the correspondence and stuff.
That was very much,
but it didn't really matter. It's still enjoyable.
It's worth checking out. Right, we teased it. We're going to play some reggae.
And the magnificent. I'm back with the shack of a soul, boss, most thundering, storming, sound soul.
Don't you make me sad.
He was a boxer when he was young, but gave it up to follow his musical dreams. He had great success and didn't have to take a haymaker to the jaw. This song, Too Hot, is not referring to the weather, but to the state of Kingston in 1967, as rude boy violence raged on, and police cowered under the onslaught, and the government threatened to bring in the army to restore order. This is Prince Buster. They calling in for the guns, about to spoil the Rude Boy funds. And the Rude Boys never give up their guns. Prince Buster, Too Hot.
Okay.